We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
He's going to go somewhere other than the Patriots. What interests you?
Nowhere. Nowhere. Like, I just don't think it fits.
Call me crazy, but I feel like Tom Brady's not going anywhere.
R-E-L-A-X. Relax.
Dale Arnold.
We are now the Las Vegas Raiders.
Knock on wood if you're with me, okay?
Rich Keefe. You think you can fight a grizzly?
The key with fighting a bear is you got to make yourself big.
Dale and Keefe. Middays.
Gritty faces a police investigation.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Fourth and final hour, Dale and Keith. Sports Radio WEEI. We'll talk some NBA basketball in a few minutes with Kendrick Perkins. Now, he was there for the Zion debut last night, right?
Yeah, he was, which was a pretty good debut for Zion Williamson.
It
was
didn't
a slow
start that way.
No, it was a slow start, and he's on a minutes restriction, so he only played 18 minutes. And if you're watching the game, and specifically the fourth quarter, where Zion scored 17 points in a row at 17 of his 22 points in the game, they took the lead, but then they took him out. And that's going to be a tough thing for a while, because he obviously missed 3 months to begin the year because of a knee injury. And then so he's their future. He's only 19 years old, so minutes restriction, fine. He's going to be on one. But they would have won the game had he stayed in there. The crowd was going nuts. I think they were chanting MVP at one point for Zion. But he came out of the game, and the Spurs came back and won. But
a little slappy. But that's still, okay. They got excited.
But still, pretty damn good start.
Haven't had reason to be excited there very much.
Nope.
Joining us on the Harbor One Hotline is Radio.com Sports NBA Insider Kendrick Perkins. Insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Perk also brought to you by Star Market and the brand new Star Market at the Hub on Causeway, just outside the TD Garden. Hello, Perk. How are you?
Hey, fellas. How y'all doing, man? Thanks for having me on.
We appreciate it. What did you think of the Zion debut last night?
Man, I think it was everything to me, man. I mean, you know, I was at the game last night, and I watched this kid from the time that he was in warm-ups, meaning pregame, and everything about this kid says box office, because the way he carries himself, he was so poised and under control. Like, the whole moment is like he was ready for it. It wasn't too big for him or nothing. And, you know, throughout the game, he was playing in these 4 minutes first, and then all of a sudden he just turned it up another gear. You know, for a guy to have that type of, you know, that type of mindset that he had last night in the fourth quarter, some people could say, oh, man, everybody overreacted. No, that was something to watch, because that kid was ready to play. He was ready to win the game. And you know what else? He wasn't scared of the big moment.
Now, are you thinking, because he is as hyped as anybody has been, Perk. I mean, you got to go back to maybe LeBron as far as from high school. And obviously LeBron didn't go to college, but the 1 year of Zion and Duke, it was all about him. Every game was so hyped. He was the obvious number one pick. Are you expecting him to be able to live up to that hype? Is he going to be one of these, like, you know, perennial all NBA players?
I believe so. I mean, God forbid, like, unless it's just a major injury, right. I don't see nobody stopping this kid. I mean, people don't give him enough credit for what he brings to the table. He has a very, very high basketball IQ along with his athleticism. And everybody keeps talking about his weight. But I watched him last night, and I was up close. I was literally like 10 feet away from the kid watching him do his pregame. And this guy is chiseled up. I mean, this is not like he's big and he got fat all over his body. No, this guy is defined. Like, his body he looks good. And I'm watching how he was moving, and I'm like, man, this guy got, you know, quickness. And, you know, we just haven't seen a kid like this, in my opinion. And to be honest, the sky is the limit for this dude. I'm not going to even lie. Because I was sitting up there, I was really trying to be his biggest critic.
We were watching him last night, and I will say both of us were of the same opinion. I'm curious to get yours. He still doesn't look like he's 100%. His gait looks a little off, and I wouldn't be surprised if that were the case. What did you think?
I just think that's just how he is. I think he is 100% in my opinion. I think he's close to it because, you know, me talking with the general manager, who's a good friend of mine, David Griffin, you know, they held him out extra time. He's been ready to come back, but they want to make sure that he came back and he was 100%. And if you were to watch this kid just warm up and the way he moves, you would be like, wow, it's just so graceful. Like, effortlessly. Like, he don't struggle to run or none of that. This guy can really, really play, man. I'm telling you. And he looked extremely good to me last night.
Perk, what were your thoughts when you heard Kyrie Irving essentially compare himself to Martin Luther King?
Oh, man. It's kind of like when you hear somebody that's annoying speak. You know, you have everybody have their one family member when you go to gatherings and you'd be like, oh, Lord, he go talking again, or here she go talking again. It's kind of annoying where people be like, let her finish or let him finish. That's how I view Kyrie. Like, oh, okay, man, let me know when he's done. Like, nobody takes Kyrie seriously. Like, people are so, you know, the best advice I can give Kyrie is just shut the hell up. Like, literally. Because every time he talks, he put his foot right in his mouth. Like, he really needs to stay away from the microphone.
You know, even if I grant you that he is a better player than Kemba Walker, and when he's healthy, he is, and I understand that, the difference in the atmosphere around here with Kemba Walker as opposed to Kyrie Irving is dramatic.
No, it really is. It's drama written all over it. And you know, the thing that concerns me the most about Kyrie is that his mentor is the great Kobe Bryant. And he tries to carry himself like Kobe, but, dude, you're not Kobe. Like, we're talking about Kobe Bryant is, you know, up there with the all-time greats. Kyrie, you're nowhere on that level. And the way he carries himself, the way he talks to the media, and you know, and all this. Like, bro, you're talking about you're trying to build a championship culture and all that. Like, what the hell? Like, don't, like, in Cleveland, Kyrie, the championship culture wasn't built because of you. It was built because of LeBron James that came back. Let's not act like you didn't have 4 years under your belt to turn Cleveland around when you was in Cleveland by yourself and you didn't make the playoffs not one time. So let's not just act like you just some type of leader or something. I mean, he really annoys me. I don't know about y'all, but he gets on my damn nerves.
100%. 100%. And it happened while he was on the team, and it was bad. And then now that he's gone, and you're able to laugh about it now because he's playing for Brooklyn, and well, barely playing for Brooklyn. And so not the Celtics fans' problems anymore. I enjoyed your back and forth with Kevin Durant last week, going about back and forth about who was the best player in Thunder history and everything else. You combine that personality, Durant's, with Kyrie's, how do you think that's going to play out next season in Brooklyn?
Well, it's going to be interesting to see. I always miss guys have this discussion all the time. To me, you know, when you have KD on your Kevin Durant on your team, your chances of winning are high. I just don't know. I know them guys are good friends off the court. I just don't know how great it's going to mesh when them two get together because you just never know about Kyrie. And I think it's going to be a challenge for KD when they start playing to actually bring him along and hold him accountable because it's just like, the other night, right? So he plays in Philly. They have a 1 or 2 days off or whatever the case may be. And then all of a sudden, he's not even on the injured list. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, right before the game, he comes out and says, oh, Kyrie's not playing. Like what? Like, when did all this? And I think knowing the player, the competitive person that Kevin Durant is, he's going to be, you know, I think it's going to be a few times that he bumps heads with Kyrie because one thing about KD, He loves to play the game of basketball, and he's got a very high IQ for the game of basketball. And Kyrie is not going to be able to fool him. Like, and hopefully, in which I think he will, KD will be the guy, the leader, to call him out on it.
We're talking to Radio.com Sports NBA insider Kendrick Perkins. There have been some ups and downs for the Celtics so far this season. They're on kind of an up note here with a nice win against the Lakers and a big point win over the Memphis Grizzlies. They sit right now at fourth in the Eastern Conference. Realistically, what's the ceiling for them in the East?
I don't know, man. It's hard to put. What do you guys think? Tell me that. What's your opinion on it?
I think at probably second. I think the Bucks, I mean, you know, you get into a series and I guess maybe anything can happen, but I think the Bucks are the top team. And then I think it's kind of a group of teams fighting for second. And, you know, the Celtics should be right at the top of that list.
Well, I agree. But you know one thing about the Celtics? Let me tell you this about the Celtics. This is the thing, and I said this. And I think Brad Stevens would agree. I can't wait for the All-Star game to be over. Once the All-Star game is over, you'll see the Celtics, like, they have turned the corner over the last two or three games and got back to the Celtics basketball that we enjoyed watching at the beginning of the season. But once the All-Star break is over, I think this Celtics team could turn it up another level. But I also think that the Celtics team is missing some pieces. One piece in particular, I think they need a defensive anchor at the center position. Mm-hmm. Although Enes Kanter has been playing well, although Tice has been playing extremely well, but in the playoffs, I think they're missing that defensive anchor. They're missing a guy like Steven Adams. I got a question for y'all real quick.
They're missing a Kendrick Perkins is what they're missing.
No, yeah, I know. I don't know about that, but like real quick. If you're Boston and you're Oklahoma City, right, and who says no to this trade? Gordon Haywood for Steven Adams. Who says no?
Man.
Danny Ainge?
Yeah, he might. Hayward is tricky to figure out, Perk, because some nights you look at him and it looks like Utah Gordon Hayward, and you're like, oh, this guy's a great piece. And then other nights it's just he just seems to be like a passenger. So – yeah, that one's tough. I think the Celtics might say no. But you'd do that deal? You'd do Hayward for Adams?
I would if I'm the Celtics. I'm just looking at their roster. I'm looking at guys like, you know, Kemba, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Marcus Smart.
Yeah.
All those guards that they have, I think they could make up for the points that they'll lose and Haywood, although you get back to Steven Adams, you definitely could get 12 or 14 points from Steven Adams. So if I'm Danny Ainge, I say yes to the trade.
Perk, we always appreciate the time. I hope we can do this again soon.
Hey, thank y'all, man. I really appreciate it.
Take care.
Thanks, Perk.
That was Radio.com Sports NBA insider Kendrick Perkins. Insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. You can also hear Perk and Scal and Pals, Perk on Scal and Pals, I should say.
Ooh.
Available on radio.com and wherever you find your podcasts. Great basketball talk with everything you need to hear on the NBA from Perk, Brian Scalabrine, Rick Bucher, and more. Just search Scal.
So to sum that up, he loves Zion Williamson. Loves
Real
Zion
deal.
Williamson.
Special.
Yes. He also thinks Kyrie Irving is that annoying relative you have that you can't even listen to, which is probably fair. And then I think he agrees with us that the Celtics are kind of in that mix in the Eastern Conference. You know, like one night they could look like the best or second best team, but then we've seen other nights where you're like, oh, maybe there's five teams better, right? They kind of got up and down.
I'm with you. They could finish second in the East.
They could finish sixth.
They can't finish first.
No, I don't think anybody's
catching
the Bucks.
Barring some, you know, catastrophic injury.
But the difference with this Bucks team, which is having a great regular season, come playoff time, I wouldn't put all my money on them. They've never even made the finals. It's not like years past where whether they finished first or second, you knew that LeBron James and the Heat were going to the finals. You knew LeBron James and the Cavs, especially with Kyrie, they were going to go to the finals. Giannis hasn't been there. Like, I think he's a great, great player, maybe the best in the league or certainly in the top three. But they're not the obvious pick to definitely make it to the NBA Finals. That is why if you can at least get the second seed, now you have home court advantage the first two rounds. And who knows, maybe there's an upset. Maybe somebody else knocks off Milwaukee. Maybe Philly beats Milwaukee, and then now you're hosting Philly in the conference finals. So that's like best case scenario, is you finish second in the regular season, and then maybe somebody else even beats Milwaukee for you.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. Somebody with a great basketball background has said something incredibly stupid that we'll try to... It's a short little thing, and we'll
is
try to
Kyrie
get to the
again?
Bottom. No, it's different. Oh. Basketball background, okay. Something stupid, different than Kyrie. Yeah. We'll try to figure out what the hell is this guy's problem when we come back in just a couple of minutes. Dale and Keith, and it's time to trend.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now back to Dale and Keith. WEEI.
All right, it's time now for this week's take. Hot take that needs a 180.
Oh, boy.
It's brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Couldn't we almost retire this and just basically say that any week... that there's a hot take that needs a 180, it could come from Colin Cowherd.
Yep, I would say he's a pretty good candidate.
Well, it happened again.
Tom was able to get his TB12 protein stuff, his brand, into Whole Foods. That's a big deal in the New England region. Okay, Starbucks had to figure out Seattle before it went domestic and global. Amazon had to win Seattle first. Outback had to win Tampa, Orlando, and Florida first. Tom, because he has an international star as a wife, sees his brand as large domestic but potentially global. If Tom whizzes on New England and leaves for $4 million more to go to Indianapolis, that Whole Foods TB12 thing in New England, people won't buy it. Tom's going to make a lot more money potentially, and I'm not joking, if TB12 hits... he's going to make a lot more money there than he's going to make playing football, and I'm not joking.
What?
Before we make sport
that's
of this.
So, okay.
Become your vision of you with the solution for weight loss. Six locations are online with Awaken 180's virtual worldwide program.
So now, Brady.
If Brady leaves
leave,
here.
Yeah. Nobody will buy his protein powders?
I go to the Whole Foods in Bellingham all the time.
Yes.
I see there's a big old display right there.
Yeah.
I see it every time I go in.
Right.
If I was buying TB12 stuff, would I stop buying it because he's playing for the Dolphins?
Yeah, you hate his guts now. The other thing is, I think Cowherd, and I think it's probably anybody outside of New England, probably has a hard time reading this. that it really does depend on all the details of Brady leaving, because I think so many fans will still love him. Now, most fans love the uniform, right? And so when a player moves on, it was like, hey, you were great, but guess what? You're not on the team anymore. Brady's in a different, he's in a different class.
Yeah.
So if Brady goes somewhere else and you find out.
By the way, Starbucks had to get Seattle figured out first.
I don't know what he's naming all these things. Maybe
Amazon had to get what figured out?
The Outback.
Also Seattle.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. So first
they
of all.
They seem to have done fine. Thank you.
So they have a deal, the TB12. And also, by the way, how much money does Tom Brady himself make on the protein powders in Whole Foods?
Idea.
Do you have any idea? And he
None.
Is it wait so
it's not more than he's making as a football player. I'll tell you that.
I wouldn't think so. That's what Coward's saying.
Yeah, I know. Please. I mean, and even
that's a lot of protein powder.
Even if you think he's underpaid, even if you think that he should be making more than he is, that's fine. Do you think he's making, you know, $20 million off protein powder?
I don't either. I don't think so. I mean, I know his bag of mixed nuts are expensive, but you still sell a lot of bags of nuts to get to $20 million. And so, all right, let's say, which this wouldn't happen because they probably have contracts and deals or whatever, that they would just remove all of his stuff from the New England Whole Foods. In this scenario, he is going to play for another team, right? Hence why the New England fans are mad at him in this scenario.
Yep.
So he goes and plays in L.A. Do they have Whole Foods in L.A.?
I think so. I haven't been to L.A. lately, but I believe they do.
I think they have Whole Foods all across the country. You think that maybe they would say, especially with the buzz of Tom Brady coming to join their team, that maybe they would put some of his stuff in those stores as well? I have a feeling. Maybe he's a big enough star.
I know
where
for
they
a
might.
Fact that there's a that there are Whole Foods in San Francisco where my daughter lives.
So now he's going to factor in his football future based off of how much protein powder he can sell. And by the way, at what point was it all about the money for Brady again? Let's see. So far, none of the times. So far, none of the times in which he has signed a contract, it's been all about the money. So now he can't afford to lose that protein powder money, and so he's going to stay here? Come on. That's ridiculous.
By the way, I think he just wanted to name a bunch of advertisers. I see six Whole Food locations all within driving distance of downtown L.A.
There you go. You can jam that up.
There's a whole bunch of others, by the way, but I'm just saying.
I bet they do a lot of business there, too. That's just my guess. There's a lot of people in L.A. So if he goes there, you think they'd throw some TB12 products in there? I bet they would.
I've got a map of the U.S. up with every Whole Foods location, every major city where
just
there's
full.
An NFL franchise
right.
has
just
them.
Chuck full. And you can move them out of there. And guess what? Tom Brady can go play for someone next year, and he will not be hated here unanimously. Now, there'll be some fans
there will be
that just
some
lose
disappointment.
Their minds. Yeah. But what
most
you say?
People say, God, what does he owe me?
What do you think? Don't you think the majority of fans would still like, respect, love Tom Brady, all that stuff?
I think so.
I think so too. Now, again, unless it is, hey, the Patriots offered him $50 million and he went and played for $6 million with somebody, like, say it's like out, like just outrageous, then he'd say, well, what the hell are you doing? You know, the Pats wanted you and all this other stuff. But I don't see that scenario as being very likely at all.
Yeah, I think that's probably unlikely. And speaking of saying stuff that I'm wondering what the genesis is,
All right.
Peter Vesey is a pretty well-known guy in the basketball media, not as much active anymore as he used to be, but you know, people know who he is.
Yeah.
Peter Vesey tweeted out at 9:34 last night.
Okay.
Just very simply, please ESPN, make Doris Burke go away.
Wow, Peter Vesey diving in there, huh? What was that about?
I'm a little confused. First of all, everybody that I know of, you know, who follows the NBA and watches NBA on TV, everything I've ever read about Doris Burke's work is very positive. I mean, people seem to like her.
Maybe Peter Vesey wants that job back.
I don't think he's getting it back.
No, I don't think so either.
What's the response to it? I don't know what the genesis is. I don't know why he suddenly decided Doris Burke has got to be in the crosshairs here. All he tweeted out was, please ESPN, make Doris Burke go away. Now, if he were a little more specific in his criticism, I might understand. But this just sounds like a guy who's pissed off that this woman has the job that he'd rather have.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't he?
Yeah, I would say so. And then he's retweeting people that were responding to him. I don't know. I guess he was just bored.
He's getting clobbered. I mean, the responses on his Twitter feed. Now, he gets a few people who are saying, oh, I agree. I have to mute the broadcast. But most of the people are clobbering him.
I like the guy that It's a good gift that's going around, the Mr. Rogers one where he puts on the clown mask. That's a really good one.
Yeah, that's on there too.
That's a very popular one. Yeah, I'd say most people don't agree with this take.
And I just wonder, you know,
where'd it come from?
Where do you get to the point where you decide, you know what, damn it.
I remember he drove me nuts. Like growing up watching, NBA on NBC, I think is what he was on. I never could understand it. I personally was not a fan of Peter Vesey, but haven't heard from him in a while.
No.
So maybe he wanted to jump back in.
Maybe
there.
This is why.
Yeah.
And I'll give you this. Our good friend Jerry Thornton from Barstool Sports pointed this out, the hypocrisy of this whole thing. Recently, ESPN did a story talking about the Houston Astros cheating scandal, and they were kind of comparing it to other scandals like Deflategate out here. And he quotes ESPN's story, okay? This is a direct quote from what ESPN wrote. ESPN, you'll remember, didn't take down the Chris Mortensen tweet for years and years.
Well, Mort didn't.
NFL has found 11 of the Patriots footballs used in Sunday's AFC title game were underinflated by £2 each per league source.
Right.
So this is what ESPN wrote comparing the Astros cheating scandal to Deflategate. Quote, at best, it was a relatively minor rules violation that no rational person would link to the Patriots' victory 2 weeks later in the Super Bowl. At worst, Deflategate was a retroactive framing of the league's most successful franchise and a future Hall of Fame quarterback. Yet when it was all over, no one could say for sure if Deflategate actually happened. A reasonable person could be left thinking that the investigation itself was the true scandal.
It's a bit of a sham.
Where the hell was ESPN with all this stuff?
Wait,
back?
So who wrote this?
ESPN. I don't have the who actually wrote it.
Say, that might just be one person. I'm guessing they all don't agree with that. That's all they talked about for forever.
And every once in a while, you'd get Hannah Storm or somebody who would say, and they taped the walkthroughs, and then at 2 o'clock in the morning, they'd say, we were wrong about that.
Evan Seifert wrote it?
Kevin Seifert.
All right. So I don't know. Yeah, that one's, they can say whatever they want about it now. We had to live through that whole thing.
Yes, we did.
I still blame the league more than I blame ESPN, but I mean, I guess.
Oh, no, I blame the league.
The league just let that whole thing go out of order.
In the piece that ESPN wrote, Kevin Seifert wrote, he's blaming ESPN.
You mean the league?
Blaming the league as well. Yeah. He's saying, The investigation was more embarrassing than the allegation.
Right.
Which it kind of was.
Oh, it got very out of hand very quickly.
So good for ESPN for finally, reaching the land where everybody else was.
I'm sure everybody here in New England will feel better about it now.
No, I don't think they will. Yeah, probably not. We've got what else you got. It's coming up in just a couple of minutes, including the greatest sports achievement I've ever seen.
Undertaker's undefeated streak?
Well, that too. That was second on the list, although,
came to an end.
21-1.
Sadly.
I've seen the greatest athletic achievement of my life, and I didn't even know it was an athletic endeavor, but it was. Hmm. We'll get to that when we come back in just a couple of minutes. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back to Dale and Keefe on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
All right, there were a couple of stories we didn't get to earlier in the program, so it's time.
What else you got?
Rich?
Well, Gronk Beach is just around the corner, of course.
Oh, thank God.
So
we didn't have to worry about the conflict. You know, when Gronk came out of retirement, was he going to be able to host the party?
Not a conflict. He actually has been kind of quiet since New Year's. Of course, he was a big spot there, smashing the Steve Harvey Legos.
I don't think Steve Harvey liked it at all.
I really don't think that he did either. But he was up in Canada on Sportsnet in Canada. And I think Gronk is probably getting to the bottom of this what's going to happen with Tom Brady thing.
I mean, that's a lot of speculation out there that I don't even know. Sometimes I read, I'm like, dang, this is crazy how much speculation goes out there. And I would say that's probably all what it is, too. It's just all speculation and all that type of stuff. But I don't know. He's been with New England for 19 years now. So it'd be... Who knows? It'd be weird. I don't know. It'd be weird to a lot of people, I would say. But
it'd be like seeing Joe Montana in a Chiefs uniform, right? It just didn't feel right.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't around those days.
Yeah, sorry about that. I'm being the old guy here. Sorry about that.
So, I don't know, man. I can't foresee the future. So, yeah.
Please, kids, don't try this at home. That's a trained broadcast professional there.
Now, he was alive when Joe Montana, I mean, he was young, but he was alive when Montana was on the Chiefs. But still, there wasn't a lot in there.
No, he didn't give you
a lot of speculation. That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
But he didn't really have an opinion on that.
That's probably fair that nobody knows.
Nobody knows. But yet he felt like he needed to keep going.
If he had done a little deeper dive into where most of the Whole Foods are in America, he might have been able to figure that out.
Now, that's a real take.
By the way, a texter said, I don't know if this is true or not, a texter said TB12 revenue for last year was $2.8
million. Yeah, so does Brady get every penny of that?
I would assume not.
That's not how it works.
No, it doesn't work that way.
Right, so if he
says... Got folks he's got to pay and stuff.
Well, he even said, Cowards in his take, he was like, so if he goes and plays for $4 million extra dollars with another team, yeah, he's getting all those $4 million. So what are you talking about? It makes way more sense to maximize your football money.
Whatever. Go ahead.
What else you got?
I didn't know this was a thing until the last day or two, and now everybody knows it's a thing. Apparently, there is something called the World Indoor Bowls Championship.
Indoor Bowls?
Bowls.
All right.
Now, it's in England, and let's be honest. I mean, like, dart championships are a huge TV deal over there.
Those can get pretty intense.
Oh, it's...
Yeah, those... So
I didn't know that there was such a thing as the World Indoor Bowls Championship. It kind of looks like bocce, but I don't think it really is bocce. Oh, okay.
It's definitely bocce.
It's bocce with a twist? Complicated, Shime.
It's like bocce played on a rug.
It's bocce then, huh?
Exactly.
Is it like indoors?
Yes.
I mean, you mentioned it.
Thus the name, World Indoor Bowls Championship.
Yeah, I wasn't listening, Bill.
I could tell. So there's this guy, an Englishman by the name of Nick Brett. And this is a sport where evidently they mic up the competitors. You know, like darts and stuff. Yeah. They mic them up as they're preparing. So Nick is talking to his partner about this shot he's about to take. And the crowd starts laughing at him.
Oh, no.
They're laughing at his plan because it just sounded silly that he thought there was any chance in the world. Now, there's been no report about whether his partner, Greg Harlow, also laughed at him.
Oh, boy.
So he decides he's going to take this shot anyway, and we've got the play-by-play.
Call it these guys, you wouldn't expect him to miss either, to be honest.
Well, he's very close to splitting the two red balls and getting to the jack. That's what the target is. Oh, look at this. Oh, that is ridiculous. That is just so good. It is ridiculous. What a ball. Oh. That was outrageous.
I've never seen any shot like this in my life. If you could, and by now you can see it, it's all over Twitter.
Wait, so he just threw a ball in between two other balls?
It's not quite as simple as that, thank you.
Is that what it was?
Great hook
shot. This big curve thing.
Every summer barbecue, I do the same thing.
So it was the most athletic thing you've ever seen, is what you said?
Okay. By far the best sports play-by-play highlight. You have never done a shot like this.
Yes, I have. I have
never once.
Yeah, you just throw it out there, a little backspin on it. Like, look at this. Oh, it's coming back. I'll wait for it. Every summer. Every single summer.
I'm sorry, but you are not in Nick Brett's world.
Was he drinking a beer?
You know, if he wasn't, it would have been better. Yeah, if
a nice
he had
ice cold
been.
Brew Dog right in his left hand, and then throwing the little bocce ball with the right.
Nice little craft beer.
Sure.
It was
nothing wrong with that.
When you see the video, my friend, right, you're going to apologize for even suggesting you could do what Nick Brett did.
Sean, do we have an update on the poll question? Can you get that right before we get out of here?
Currently, we have a 30% yes, 69% no.
Nice.
Now, the question once again would be, would you, this is Perkins brought this up, would you trade Gordon Hayward for Steven Adams? And so 69% say no. I'm in that group. I'm surprised.
I'm in the 69, too.
Yeah.
And Gronk is, too.
Yes, he is, for sure. His vote is actually, he's like, don't touch it. Nobody vote on it.
Leave it the way it is. All right, we got to get out of here. OMF is coming up next. We'll be back tomorrow. Andy Hart will join us.
Andy Hart, Michael Irvin.
Michael Irvin will join us. Michael Irvin was on Jimmy Kimmel this week.
Was he really?
We'll talk to him about his Tuesday night experience with Kimmel.
How about that?
On the couch with Kimmel.
Apparently there's a Scheim story that involves Andy Hart.
Huh? There is indeed.
There's like a weird, it's a weird, it's a weird story.
Did you guys throw hands?
Actually,
well, you're not that
you're
far
gonna
off.
You're going to have to wait to find out.
Yeah.
I was only making a funny, and it turns out I might be right.
No, it's the real deal. So
when Andy Hart's eating that victory calzone, he might actually spit it up.
Oh, that's right. And Scheim has to pay for his lunch tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. That's
the Tannissance came to an end.
You know, I appreciate a man who pays his debts, Scheim.
That's right. Like a Lannister.
Scheim always pays his debts.
That's right.
It doesn't have the same ring.
No.
OMF is coming up next. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye.
That's all, folks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.